Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees, with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week, by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Like us, we're quite needy, and comment on everything we post on Facebook. Track us down at facebook.com/TNT Radio Empire. Now get off Facebook and listen to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
For your own mental health, get off Facebook. Start with that. Craig Evans in the house. Petey Mac just left. Comedian Adam Ferrara is going to phone the program. We had Dr. Mina earlier. She was great, as usual. And you can all pick it up in the podcast, wherever you get your podcast.
Born on this date, however, dead now.
Yeah.
Linda Lovelace.
So... That was.
She really didn't have much of a career, did she?
She did only did a couple porns.
Yeah.
And she got all Jesus-y and died in a car accident, though, didn't she?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Harry Reams. Harry Reams, former senator from Nevada. She took care of a couple times.
We are celebrating January.
Deep Throat, by the way. Check it out and watch it.
But January is not for us.
So it's Movember's. Movember used to be just a mustache, and it became like everybody just growing a beard.
Yeah, you just don't shave.
Right. No shave November. Now, so what's hair? What's hairy?
January.
Leave your bush grow?
Well, it's for females.
Leave legs and pits?
Oh. Everything.
Pits.
Oh.
Don't do that, girls. Well, if you got pants on,
Lilith Fair, you airy.
Not going to see your legs, but don't shave your armpits.
January for ladies. It encourages women to embrace their body hair by growing it out throughout the month.
Well, I think a lot of women do probably not shave their legs more often in the winter because they're wearing jeans or something like that. I got no problem with
that. Well, you can check out the Instagram post with the hashtag.
You can do that.
January.
I'd rather not.
Featuring, quote, empowering selfies from participants.
Yeah, we're going to sound misogynistic, but hairy armpits on chicks is just, I know they don't care what we think, but it's just,
I think it bothers me less and less.
Ugh.
Just because everything seems to bother me less and less.
Well, I don't see it. When's the last time you saw it? I don't see it that often.
If your wife
I've seen gorgeous women, and all of a sudden, with their arms, I go, oh.
Yeah, if your wife wanted to grow out her pit hair as long as yours, it'd take you back a sec.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I'd rather hug. I could hug Craig and feel pit hair.
Yeah.
On my shoulders.
Not always naked.
I don't know why you hug him with your arms up his shirt.
No, underneath. No, we're both shirtless, by the way.
Oh,
so his pit hair is on my shoulders because I'm shorter than he is.
You remember now.
I know.
He would hug around my neck. And his, rest
See, I don't get that. It's more of an even
height. Oh, that's what you're
even
just as tall
thing
as he
with
is, right?
Me and Craig.
Right, right.
The next time I go to a yoga class, I'll report back because that's most likely the place I would see someone who's going to participate in January.
Since it's all chicks and you, right?
Yeah.
The woman who got this started.
I think they probably like you there. Don't bring it up.
Raise your hand if you're participating in January.
Yeah.
You know, the guys.
Oh, yeah, you are.
The guys I work with hate that.
No, yeah. You're probably wrong.
They don't like you.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, they just put you, they know you're there and you just do your stuff.
Right. I think they know I'm there and probably just really have no opinion.
Opinion, right, yeah.
Yeah. This guy.
That's what I meant. No,
as
right.
long as you don't talk to them, you're
right,
fine.
Yeah. This guy doesn't.
Or bug me about my hairy armpits.
This guy doesn't say much.
Let the bush grow. Go old fashioned. I don't care about that, man. We're used to that from back in the day. Does that count? If you're not going to shave anything, don't shave anything.
Yeah, that's part of the deal.
You know, well, you're going to have like a, you know, a hardwood floor and hairy legs.
Yeah, that's when I would speak up
to
yoga class. If they're letting their pits grow, I'd go, well, you're letting that go too.
Then Todd's no longer in the yoga class.
How's that going?
And then Todd's now looking for a new yoga studio. That'll get your picture at the front door.
Right.
On a slightly different note, in the same article.
I've heard jokes before where women will say, I shaved my legs for this. You know, like
that was a country song.
They have a
album.
I know, but I didn't even think about that. They have a date.
They haven't shaved for a couple. They haven't shaved their legs for a week or so. I shave my legs, that kind of stuff. So I get that.
Yeah. On a different note, in the same article,
that sounds like some newspaper humorist from the 1960s.
It does.
Would write a book called "I Shaved My Legs for This."
That's a country song.
That's Bush's book.
Yeah, but I think it was based off.
The country song is not as known. That's an old saying.
Who's the? I can't think of her name.
Irma Bombeck.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
I was about to say that too.
That's her.
Oh God!
I think she originated that.
She was a humorist.
Right. And then 30 years later, 40 years later, 50 years later, somebody makes a country song out of it.
Whatever.
So in the same article, I saw something else. The woman who came up with January had a post on social media somewhere, and the point is not what the post said, in general, her points that she was making. This is how it begins. She says, "Hi, I'm Laura, the gal behind January." She refers to herself as a gal.
This is the first year of January?
Maybe.
First I've heard of it.
Are you allowed to even ask women in your hallway that, or would that be sexual harassment? Hey, you shaving your armpits this month?
Yeah, I don't think that would be welcome.
We have some cool women we work with, but I'm still tend not to say.
The women that we know.
It's radio chicks.
We could cool. Add, they would be amused and they would play along if you say, "Are you participating in January?"
Yeah, because you would say that because you know the No Shave November, you can see a guy's face at work. You can't see armpits at work.
Generally.
So, you're right. Nobody's wearing sometimes they can wear, I guess, a cutoff shirt. Right.
Sun's out, guns out in January.
But I'm talking about you couldn't ask the woman, are you participating? You're allowed to ask her, are you participating in January and not get narked on to the boss? He asked if I'm shaving my pits. Yeah, I did, kind of.
Can you grow armpit hair, boys?
Yeah. Yeah, I got that. Yeah, I got that.
That's a good point. Is it blonde?
No, no.
Okay.
No.
Everywhere back.
Does it match the drapes?
Below the neck, I'm fine.
Below the drapes.
You know?
Yes, you are.
I mean, I don't have the natural sweater like Petey does.
Yeah, no, Petey's a sweater, right?
Pizza Hut.
So, what about that woman? Does she have every armpit?
She just used the term gal. She said she was the gal behind January.
All right, good.
And and if you look at the, you can find the social media bit, hashtags and whatnot.
I want to see the chicks who are growing out their back hair.
Of course you do.
I like those. That's empowering.
If grow your back hair out, or grow out your mustache.
See, that's the question.
Yeah.
Girls that are participating in January, including the stash?
Right, because you know what? That affects all women at any age.
It does.
They can get a mustache.
Yep.
And please,
or
that's
beard
not
or something.
Cool. Please, take care of the staff.
You're used to kissing somebody with a beard.
Yeah, I am.
And I've seen some women who, if they let it go, could have bare arms.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, B-E-A-R, arms.
Yeah, you're right. If you're going to grow empower yourself, ladies, for your armpits and legs, grow your back.
Let it all go.
Let your stash go. Let that hair on your face start growing in on the side.
I want to see that big toe covered in hair. I don't want to see no bare big toe.
Yeah.
Nothing like big toe knuckle hair.
Oh, I love that. On a woman?
Yes.
It's great.
Whoever.
Yeah. Craig's right.
Well, guy feet usually has
big
it.
Big toe hair. Anyway, it's cool.
Yeah.
Partial government shutdown hitting some of America's veterans pretty hard. Veterans groups worry that former military members might be most at risk since financial instability is a primary cause of suicides among the men and women who served. According to the Office of Personnel Management, veterans make up about a third of the federal workforce.
Pit hair on my shoulders, John Denver song, I forgot.
The
makes
food
me
and,
happy.
The and Food and Drug too, Administration.
That the shutdown is Nancy Pelosi's fault.
No, it's a Trump shutdown. He said it in the Oval Office.
The Food and Drug Administration putting routine safety inspections on hold for food.
That's good.
I read the fact-filled social media, and it's Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi's fault.
Did you see the him saying in the Oval Office, it's mine, I will take responsibility
I did
for
see
it.
That, but and I'm just
that's called a fact.
What
well,
I read.
He changed his mind since then, so okay. It doesn't count.
All right.
So they are putting routine safety inspections on hold, you know, the safety inspections for seafood, fruits, vegetables, and things like that.
You know what? I don't give a rat's ass whose fault it is. These are the people that are hurting. This is what sucks about it.
Well, this, what he's talking about right now, particularly hurts us all.
Yep. Yes.
They're not inspecting food?
Nope. And the pilot says,
less of it.
Good luck with the fish. That's what you see at the store.
Yeah.
Well, I love those commercials where the guys are just okay at jobs.
Yeah.
I love the guy that does a tattoo. He goes, stay in your lane, bro.
Oh, no. My favorite is the brake guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we got a saying around here. If the brakes don't stop it, something will.
And the doctor, I'll be back. I will work it out.
Okay. Guess who just got reinstated?
Well, sort of. Well,
not officially.
Not officially.
They're great commercials. They're great commercials.
They are.
Brilliant.
They are.
I'm one of the tattoo artists in town.
Stay in your lane, bro.
Stay in your lane, bro.
And if the partial government shutdown is getting you down and you may not be able to make some bills, not an issue. Maybe hold a garage sale. Maybe sell some personal items through the newspaper or online. Maybe do some babysitting. Maybe do some house sitting or pet sitting.
What's
or
mystery shopping?
Tutor a student or turn a hobby into income and have Tyler laugh at you.
First of all, if you're making income, I won't laugh.
Where are you
That's not Craigslist, by the way. Where'd that list come from?
The Coast Guard.
Yes.
Really?
And it was taken down once people found it. They said, this is embarrassing.
Yeah, that was their...
Coast Guard's not getting paid. They're one of the military not getting paid.
Right.
They don't give them the option to sell some of the weed they confiscated?
That's an excellent point.
That would be a good idea. Just let the Coast Guard guys sell some of that weed that they've... just go to the evidence room, help yourself, sell what you can.
It is nice, though. I've already seen some businesses stepping up saying, hey, if you're affected by this, we'll help you out.
Right. By the way, I read an earlier story about a contractor. They can't get another job. It's illegal for them to go get another job while it's gone. I mean, they can't. Their contract says they can't work for anybody but the government on the side, and they can't even do that.
Wow.
I heard that story of a woman in Dallas somewhere.
Oh, they're like a scholarship athlete.
Well, they're like, right.
They're a contracted employee.
Yeah, contracted employee, right.
Now, this could be difficult. El Chapo.
You know what they should do? Is I keep seeing these commercials. After the 1908 San Francisco earthquake, Wells Fargo, you could just go in there and they would take you at your word. how much money you had and how much you
needed.
That's
a pro-Wells Fargo commercial,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's one of those. They're trying to rehab their image.
I saw that.
I'm curious if they do that now for anybody who is affected by the government shutdown.
Yep.
Just take me at my word give me about $5,000.
I did see the administration release something where they should say, call your creditors and explain to them.
Yeah, that we're idiots.
Yeah.
It's not your fault.
Yeah, and the creditors don't care.
No, the creditors, that they got to feed their kids, too.
Right.
But I think a lot of these people who have no sympathy for the empathy
it's
for
these. It's called one-third of Facebook.
Yeah.
I should say about less than one-third.
They think that anybody can just go to their dad and get $5,000, yep. $10,000, $20,000. Why can't you just get some money from your parents to tide you over for a little while?
I saw some douchebag yesterday saying, worry about the country, not your pocketbook.
Yeah. So, what?
He's worried about the invasion. That was an idiot on Facebook. Thinks that there's a crisis on the border, and he said, worry about, worry about your country, not your pocketbook.
My pocketbook is my country. That's where I live.
I didn't respond. I just unfollowed. He wasn't addressing to me. He was addressing people in general.
Or just go have a good time in your vacation home.
Yeah.
Spend some time at your second or third homes. Yeah. Take advantage of this.
Take the time you have off now to just reinvent yourself.
Read a book.
Relax.
Write a book.
There you go.
Open a winery.
All
that stuff's so
there's
stupid.
Some great ideas.
Or just become a wino.
Yeah. Or borrow $1 million, a small $1 million loan from your dad, and go into real estate. Which, by the way, ended up being like $400 million, but that's a whole other story. Went away.
Yeah. Pizza Hut has announced their latest effort to deliver customers beer to go along with their pizza.
I saw that.
They want to get this in before Super Bowl, but before the Super Bowl, that Pizza Hut says, of course, is one of the busiest days of the year for them.
So the beer will be sold right at the Pizza Huts too, right?
Well, yeah, but this is delivery.
I know, but they...
This is beer delivery.
But the Pizza Hut that I go... Wow, there's just a takeout store. I don't think they have beer there.
Does it come in pitchers?
No. They don't deliver pitchers, and they're not going to deliver to you anyway, because while they are expanding this in Iowa and Nebraska...
He's holding a pitcher in the car.
I haven't been to a Pizza Hut in a while, but I think it was mostly draft beer they served there.
Yeah.
I don't know if they had cans or...
I know. I want to see it in a two-liter, just like the Pepsi that they'll bring you.
What, does he stop by and pick you up a pack of Coles, too, if you want it? You know?
No. Right. No, it's just liquor and... Or, I'm sorry, it's just beer.
That's
you to go along with your pizza. They are expanding the service to include Nebraska.
All right, but where?
Not Omaha, not Lincoln, not Council Bluffs, because they're doing some in Iowa as well.
You know why? Too busy. It'd be too busy in these three cities.
Beatrice, south of Lincoln, Columbus, Grand Island, Norfolk, they get beer delivery. The pizza delivery guy will check your ID.
Nah, he doesn't need that.
Maybe they come in like a box, like when you get a gallon of coffee from the donut shop. You know, they just stick it under the tap and then put the lid on.
Okay, so what happens now? Okay, I'd like the idea, and I'm sure 99% of the time a grown man's going to answer the door, love his pizza and his beer, and show his ID. What happens if you say, no, I'm not giving my ID, give my pizza. I don't have my ID with me.
Well, you get your pizza.
Yeah, but you're allowing that guy, the poor Pizza Hut driver, and I drove for pizza, you don't need any more responsibilities.
I believe you,
and you can imagine.
And you
somebody,
don't want to give a pizza somebody, delivery guy more responsibility.
And you want to be you want to be that guy's Carter. I don't know. How old are you? Where were you born? I don't believe you.
You'd be pretty lax.
Yeah, you're just gonna give him the beer.
You're not gonna be a hard.
You're gonna give him the beer. It's gonna be a grown man at the door going, "Oh, here's a beer."
Well, okay.
What if you're 21?
You
better look 21.
You delivered pizza. Let's just use you or someone that you know as an example.
Here's how I think you would handle it. All right.
Well, I didn't care.
Exactly.
Right. Thank
you. So one of your buddies calls up, says, we'll have some beer. You go and you say, yeah, I got an ID out of the deal.
Whether knock on my door
and I delivered to campus, too, and a lot of kids under 21.
Knock
there.
On my door and tell me you got my beer and pizza.
Well, you'd open the door. You could see I'm standing with a pizza. I work for Domino's.
All right.
Okay.
All right. You got my beer and pizza?
Yeah.
What do you need from me?
It's $14.65.
And an ID.
Nope. I ain't asking that.
I don't have an ID.
Okay,
but if I give you a glass, is that cool? You'd say fine.
Exactly.
Yeah, Todd's exactly right.
I got high at one of the places I dropped all the
one.
Pizza.
And you were slacking.
And I knew these guys. They invited me, and I got high with them. And I showed back up at work high, realizing I was too high to drive, and acted sick. And they sent me home.
That's good.
Yeah. So you're right. These guys aren't going to care.
The pizza delivery guys aren't going to care.
Nope.
They're 18 to 25, or even older than that, whatever.
They have to be whatever age to sell the beer.
Whatever, yeah. Well, 19, I guess, yeah.
It sucks the major metro areas of this state. So I'm going to be watching the Super Bowl in Beatrice. Some guy's house in Beatrice.
Yeah. Or you could maybe call someone and they'll bring some beer over.
Could do that. Or I could think ahead and get some beer, maybe...
I think it's a great idea.
Store.
What if
you're
too drunk to go drive and get beer, and you want more beer?
Well, yeah, that's
order a pizza,
and you obviously need it.
I assume.
Well, because you got pizza coming.
That's the whole idea. All right, Joe America.
Hey, Joe. I think you guys already touched on. I don't want any pizza. Just bring me beer.
You're right, and hold the pizza. All right. Quick break. Adam Ferrara later next hour.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.